Dear Stefano, I was going to send you this message privately via the private messaging function of Audioboo, and then I decided that that would mean only you and I would hear it, and I thought that you had raised something very interesting that I wanted to comment on, but it might be good for other people to hear what we're saying. Well, as you and I both know, and others may not know, you put last year an awful lot of creativity, time, and effort into contributing to the October Musical Festival, which we call on Audioboo October. As you said in your boo, this is the eve of October, and you immediately brought to my mind, this is the evening of Aquarius, or this is the dawn of Aquarius, that great song from the musical Hair, 1960s, which I'm wondering whether you've ever seen it. But yes, the eve of October, and you said something that I think a lot of other people will be saying to themselves. You said that you can't think of what you're going to do for October, that you're devoid of ideas, I'm probably exaggerating your point a little bit, and that you're very, very busy and you don't know how you would be able to squeeze it in given all the things that you have in your in-tray and all the things that you have in your to-do at home during the month, and that you would be actually quite difficult for you to fit things in any other days of the week other than Monday and Tuesday. A dilemma which many people will face, and that's really why I'm making this audio boo, because I think, well, look, if lots of people are saying to themselves, look, I got a load on my plate, and how on earth am I going to fit it in, and I'm expected to be, you know, in my best performance, maybe I shouldn't do it, you know, maybe I won't do it this year, maybe I'll listen in. And I thought, well, look, I want you, Stefano, to do it, and I want you to do it as often as possible during the month, not just on Monday and Tuesday. And I thought, I got a few ideas about what you could do, how you could do it, and I'm not going to just keep them to myself. So here you are. Here's what I would value from you during October. Now, number one is to drop any perfectionist streak you have in you. And my ally in this point is Sassy Cat, the leader for 2013. She's even said to people, you don't actually have to play any music, you can just talk yourself about what music means to you. So that as a result of listening to you, we, the audience, if you like, will understand a bit more about you, will have, in our imagination, met you in some sort of a way. So there's no compulsion from our leader or from anybody else to press you to doing it as perfectly as you've done it in the past. So that's my first point is. Now my second point is, and you were talking about having to go up a ladder and painting a ceiling, I think it is, of your house, with an arm that is less good than the other arm. You've done something to one of your arms, and you even tried painting with your left hand. I think you're a right-handed guy. So I thought to myself, well, look, it would be a wonderful audio boo to hear you recording yourself humming a tune and talking a bit from the top of a ladder as you painted the ceiling. Now, painting the ceiling is a relatively solitary act. The smartphone can be put somewhere near you, and humming is a great form of music. No need to have a studio, no need to have Boss Jock or Audacity or anything else involved. The microphone on the iPhone or on the Android phone is very good. Actually, I only speak from experience of iPhones. But I'm sure that it's not beyond your ingenuity, your immense technical ingenuity, to figure out a way of just recording yourself humming. So that's one. Secondly, you, on other days of the week, drive your car to go to places. And I'm sure you have a number of CDs. In fact, I'm positive you must have a number of CDs. And how about, while you're driving along, put the old recorder down somewhere, shove in a CD, get to the bit of music you wanted to play, and, you know, either, well, you are so creative about this, you can, you know, you can talk first, then music comes on, then you say another bit, or you say something, then the music comes on, you say a bit more, or whatever. Or you just play the music, just straight. You know what? That would be a great way of doing it. And number three, coming back to the, you know, going beyond humming, right? The stage beyond humming is, what's your singing voice like? Well, we know it's good. We know you can hold a note. Therefore, the opportunity of, you know, sitting on the loo somewhere with, again, a smartphone is very handy because it's very small. And just doing a little recording in the privacy of, you know, a public toilet in a place where nobody will know you. You've got to have there's got to be some opportunity for you to nip into such a private studio, and you know, and people will appreciate the variety of ambient sound that's going on around the place. And, you know, lastly, I suppose, there'll be opportunities for you to go for a short walk, right? And this all derives from the fact that you, like many other people, live with somebody who wouldn't altogether appreciate it if they heard you in recording mode, if you like, in their space, in the space you share together. So, you know, some people may even put on a certain type of persona when they're doing recordings of, you know, to go up on Audioboo to do with music. Some people do it as a matter of fun. They, you know, try out what a DJ voice would be like, and they present that for themselves. Anyway would be fun, and the main thing is to, as Sassy Cat has urged us all to do, let's rock Octaver. And that doesn't mean, well, in fact, your wishes, Stefano, were to explore in the, you know, the rock music, nothing but rock music. I'm sure that you can beat a rhythm, and we can imagine the tune even. So there's all sorts of ways this can be done. And you know what? Even if you can't hum or sing or beat a rhythm, or for some reason or other can't get any, you know, any music in any way, no CDs, nothing in the car, a little chat from you about the theme would give us the music of your voice, which is quite considerable. And other people's voices are also musical instruments, and they may not be singing, but there is music, melody, pace, pitch, cadence. I run out of words to associate with it, but there's the melody of the human voice. And, you know, right from the beginning of time, humans, you know, we all speak in a certain rhythm. And your rhythm is different from mine, and it's different from Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold there, who'll be, you know, the American in Tipperary chipping in, and Phil Sorrell up there in the middle of the Pennines or somewhere like that in England. And so there'll be, you know, people from various parts of the world chipping in, and it's the variety, as you well know. So look, I'm reaching the end of my sermon. I'm reaching the end of my audio letter to you, Stefano. And the ball is now, well, you can take Octaver by the balls, as you would say, if you're talking about let's make Octaver rock. You know, grab it by the balls and let's just have it any old way you can. And you, as the originator of the word Octaver, as the person who put the, you know, put the wrapping on the idea by coming up with the name, if you like. And, you know, that name will live, you know, all other, you know, there's no competition for that. This is Octaver, and it'll be Octaver, hopefully, in 5 years' time as well. But, you know, we loved, and I speak in the sort of, I can't speak for anybody else, so I could say I loved your contribution last year. And the other thing is that if you do it in an inventively minimalist way, you know, there's a great phrase, the minimum viable product, but if you do it in a minimalist way on, you know, a good number of the days, and at different lengths, even a one-minuter can be great fun. But if you do it in that way, the example and the encouragement that you'll be giving to the lurkers who could be intimidated, let's say, by the omnicompetence of a McColgan in this area or something like that, you know, the other people will really want to see the variety of ways in which, you know, music can be celebrated and used as a fulcrum, really, for getting to know you, getting to know more about you. I mean, I'm not going to sing my way through October, but that is what it's about anyway. So look, Stefano Slandy, my exalted colleague and friend, really, you know, please, on top of a ladder, in the loo, driving your car, out in the open air, there must be, in the middle of the night while the others are sleeping, even a whispered audio boo would be great fun. So there we are. I greet you. I wish you a great October, and I hope and trust completely that this open public letter to you, audio letter to you, will go down well with everyone who listens to it. And thank you all very much for listening. It's Paul O'Mahony signing out at 2149 in Cork from the kitchen. And in case you're wondering, this audio boo was made in three different places and in three different bits, of course. Okay, all the best. Looking forward to October, which begins, I suppose, legitimately in about 2 hours and 51 minutes. Bye.